life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursdays on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T One-on-One Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T One-on-One Podcast. Get inspired. We're the most listened to radio station in Central Province, with the best presenters in the country.
We do live outside broadcasts for events and hire out state-of-the-art equipment, such as PA systems, music systems, and we're live wherever you go. Plus, we're the advertising experts. For more details, call marketing on 0215-222-0050 or 0976-906083 or email info@powerfmzambia.com. Power FM, the people's station.
Power FM, the people's station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition leader Dr. Fred Membe has been arrested and charged with harassment and humiliation. ECZ to analyze submissions before determining 70 new constituencies. Within international news, U.S.-Iran conflict will have serious implications for Africa, African Union warns. And in sports news, youth minister commends Absa Bank for 7 million Kwacha Football Cup sponsorship.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The police in Lusaka yesterday arrested and formally charged Dr. Fred Membe, leader of the Socialist Party, with allegations of harassment and humiliation. Dr. Membe faces charges under Section 22, Subsection 2A and B of the Cybercrimes Act No. 4 of 2025. The charges relate to statements he allegedly made during a radio program on Kwitu FM on February 26, 2026, which police say were vulgar and intended to humiliate President Hakainde Hichilema. Dr. Membe is currently in custody and is expected to appear in court soon. Mr. Tilawi emphasized that while Zambia Police Service respects constitutional freedom of expression, this right is subject to limitations, especially regarding public morality and the rights and reputations of others. The Zambia Police reaffirmed its commitment to upholding the rule of law and ensuring compliance with Zambian laws. In a separate development, President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a strong warning to local government officials against inefficiency, emphasizing that public service is about delivering results and not merely drawing salaries. Speaking at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka during a meeting with councillors and the Local Government Association of Zambia, the president stated that the success of the country's decentralization policy depends on effective collaboration between central government and local authorities. He told mayors, council chairpersons and ward councillors that government equipment, especially road machinery, intended to improve community infrastructure and service delivery, must no longer remain idle. The head of state further challenged permanent secretaries and council leaders to prioritize service delivery over personal interests. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has concluded provincial consultative meetings on the ongoing delimitation process and will now proceed to analyze submissions received from across the country. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the exercise has been structured, consultative and evidence-based. Speaking when she officially opened the provincial delimitation sittings in Choma, Ms. Zalumis added that the commission will carefully review, Ms. Zalumis added that the commission will carefully review views collected during the provincial engagements, ensuring that the analysis is conducted transparently and in strict adherence to constitutional provisions. She explained that once the review is completed, the commission will determine the addition of constituencies in line with its constitutional mandate. She emphasized that the commission remains committed to fairness and inclusivity throughout the exercise. She has encouraged continued cooperation from stakeholders as the process enters its next phase. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe has announced that 4,114 learners from 5 selected schools in Kabwe District are set to benefit from the enhanced school feeding program. Dr. Mwanakampwe said the development follows a directive by President Hakainde Hichilema to strengthen the initiative. He explained that the project will be jointly implemented by the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Under the program, animal products such as eggs, fish and milk will be added to the regular cereal-based meals currently being provided to learners. The beneficiaries include 709 learners at Nem Tree School, 1,471 from Teshede Primary School, 364 at Makwati Community Primary School, 463 at Gombe Secondary School, and 1,107 at Makululu Day Secondary School. Dr. Mwanakampwe said the initiative aims to address the effects of malnutrition among learners. He added that the program will also create business opportunities for local farmers who are expected to supply animal products to the government as part of the feeding program. In international news, Zimbabwe on Monday began releasing nearly 4,000 inmates who are granted presidential amnesty in a bid to ease overcrowding in prisons. The cabinet announced the amnesty in February on the same day to approve sweeping changes to the constitution as part of a plan to extend 83-year-old President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term till 2030. The nation should note that the release of 3,978 beneficiaries begins today. This is according to Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi at a press conference in the capital, Harare. Zimbabwe's prisons held just over 24,000 inmates in the second quarter of 2025, according to recent available national data. A total of 4,305, including 223 women, will eventually be released, Ziyambi said, with the scheme focusing on vulnerable groups and those who have demonstrated significant progress within their rehabilitation. Among those freed was a 23-year-old Tendai Chisika, who had been serving a six-month sentence for theft and was only 2 months away from completing it. Still within international news, the intensifying military action in the Middle East will have serious consequences for Africa, the West African Economic Community, ECOWAS, has said within a statement. We monitor African news.
The intensifying military action in the Middle East will have serious consequences for Africa, the West African Economic Community, ECOWAS, has said in a statement. ECOWAS joins the African Union in expressing deep concern over the conflicts which began when Israel and the US launched strikes against Iran early on Saturday. Africa and other vulnerable regions will be particularly affected, ECOWAS said. Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has also warned of serious economic disruptions for the African continent, with 30-40% of the world's oil transit going through the Strait of Hormuz. Sonko said the conflict could lead to a surge in energy prices and a widespread increase in the cost of living. Morocco, meanwhile, has activated a crisis unit to address the concerns of Moroccans living in the Middle East. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it's closely monitoring developments in the region and made telephone numbers available to its expatriate community.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quarters Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and one FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Youth, Sports and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu has commended Absa Bank Zambia PLC for increasing its sponsorship of the 2026 Absa Cup to 7 million kwacha, describing the move as a strong vote of confidence in Zambian football. Speaking during the official launch and draw of the 19th edition of the Absa Cup at Absa House in Lusaka, Mr. Nkandu said the tournament has for nearly two decades provided a platform for talent development, community unity and national pride. He praised Absa for its continued partnership, noting that the enhanced sponsorship package, which which includes improved prize money for champions, runner-ups, and outstanding individual performers, reinforces a culture of excellence in local sport. Mr. Nkandu also welcomed the provision of travel grants to teams.